just inside the doorway. Use it only in emergency. Better you should pray to God, the Father and the Spirit will guide you and protect you from up here. Can you hear me?
Another edition of the Flipside coming your way for this Tuesday, April the 17th. Not a day that people will be too disappointed to see disappear. While Wall Street recovered a little from yesterday's down day, in large part because of good news out of Europe, as the Spanish bond auction drew a stronger demand than expected, which helped boost the Dow in large part. Dow closing at 3,042. NASDAQ, thanks to Apple, had a good day, closing once again above 3,000 at 3,042. The U.S. dollar marginally stronger based on the news out of Europe. Dollar index closing at 79.55. Gold ending marginally lower off $1.50 at 16.50. Silver higher by 21 cents at 31.69. And crude oil higher by $1.27 at $104.20. We'll have more after this.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. use for emergencies, or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GET-BERKEY. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Hi, my name is David Stovenel, and I host a talk radio show called Operation Restore Christian America. To listen online, go to GenuineChristianityNow.com, then click on the Listen Live button every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Time. My primary focus is that the Protestant Freemason British Royal Windsor family is now apostate and making their final all-out attack worldwide in an attempt to force us to accept their satanic New World Order. I offer remedies of how to stop them. The British monarchy has totally abandoned their ancestors' genuine Christian faith and have returned to their effort to conquer the world through the sovereign's will, hidden laws, violence, terror, and deceit. Remember, to listen online, go to GenuineChristianityNow.com, then click on the Listen Live button every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Time.
Tuesday, April the 17th, also known as Tax Day. And so it was with great interest this morning as I was posting stories on my website that the one story that popped up more often than not was a Reuters report where the headline was record number of U.S. citizens renouncing U.S. citizenship. According to the story, nearly 1,800 Americans have in 2011 renounced their citizenship or turned in their so-called alien registration cards to avoid sharing more information than necessary with the U.S. government. One guy interviewed by Reuters, Peter Dunn, said, disclosing joint accounts I hold with my wife and anyone I ever want to do business with, that's just too much. Now, the interesting thing is the first website to actually quote this Reuters report wasn't a U.S. website. It was the Iranian Press TV. Following that story I came across this morning was another one that we've already shared with you, but it's worth repeating. And that is the story that I discovered in a local newspaper here in Baja, that Congress has passed a law saying to U.S. citizens, pay your income tax or forfeit your passport. One of the strongest enforcement mechanisms any government has over its citizens is to restrict their ability to travel internationally. Since international travel to almost anywhere requires a passport, requiring citizens to adhere to specified rules to obtain this travel document is a highly effective mechanism of social control. Any governments therefore temporarily or permanently suspend a citizen's passport under a variety of conditions or refuse to issue or renew current passports. So that brings up a lot of questions, and I receive a fair share of emails from listeners asking me about why I moved from the U.S. and now currently reside in Baja, Mexico. I guess it's for that very reason, amongst a few others. And if you are at all thinking along those lines of either renouncing your citizenship or moving to a different country, I strongly suggest you read a great article I have on my website. You'll find it as you scroll down the page. You'll see the cartoon of the guy mailing in his tax return. And the headline of the article is, Time to Pay Your Taxes, Slaves. And it's written by an expatriate who says, I legally do not have to pay income taxes. Nearly a decade ago, when I lived in Canada and complained about the socialist government and the taxes many brainwashed government lovers would tell me, if I don't like it, leave. And he goes on to give a first-hand account of what it's like to abandon your home country and move on. And Doug Casey, who has written about this very subject on numerous occasions, recently stated, what is a tax slave? He says that someone who is deprived by force of the fruits of his labor. I disapprove of slavery in any form, including the current form. Paying half your income to government extortion is no different than slavery, unless you want to pay it But ask yourself, if you weren't forced at the barrel of a gun to pay taxes, would you voluntarily submit a check every year? Well, moving out of your comfort zone to a new country is a pretty traumatic experience for many. And my only advice to you is, if you are thinking along those lines, the smart thing to do is plan a 2-week vacation in the land of your choice. And go and spend 2 weeks before you make the final decision. I must say, out of all the third world countries that I have lived in, Mexico is probably the one that most Americans can find fairly easy to assimilate to. Well, just because Mexico is a lot like many parts of America. It has Starbucks, it has Costco, it has Home Depot, it has Office Max, it has Domino's Pizza, it has McDonald's. But you have to undertake a quasi crash course in learning the lingo, which I'm attempting to do on a daily basis.
That the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough Pure Effect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Call now and take one of the most important steps you'll take to a healthier future.
As business becomes more difficult, control of cash and the ability to borrow becomes critical. Working capital cash is your greatest insurance and guarantee of financial stability in these uncertain times. Equipment leasing allows you to obtain the income-producing equipment that your business needs and pay for it with tax-free, ever-devaluing dollars. Money that you've already earned and paid taxes on should be sparingly used. That is your reserve capital, safety net. We are also able to buy and lease back equipment that you already own and have depreciated, thereby making more cash available for your present-day needs. For a complete, comprehensive explanation as to how this financial truth will benefit your business future, call Bob New Incorporated at 888-639-2621. 888-639-2621. Keep your working capital cash reserves and borrowing capability. 888-639-2621.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and super male and femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA survival course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
Welcome back to the Flip Side for this Tuesday. I guess one of the interesting aspects of living outside the United States is you are not bombarded by the U.S. Media's interpretation of events that happen outside the borders of the United States. And you can see a different perspective when you're on the outside looking in. And whenever I can, I also try to post on my website news stories that originate outside of the U.S. One particular story I have posted on my site today is actually out of Cuba from the El Economista, entitled Dodging the Dollar. And it talks about how beginning in the first week of April, many representatives from the so-called BRIC countries, Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa, met in New Delhi and agreed that a trade between the countries would take place in their respective currencies. The United States' pressure to expand unilateral sanctions against Iran into financial markets intensified the need for trade and finance in anything but dollars. And as article noted, the dollar was for six decades the predominant currency in international trade. This gave great benefits to the financiers on Wall Street and high influence to the U.S. government. And it allowed North Americans to live with chronically unfavorable balance of trade. Even today, despite the financial crisis that originated on Wall Street and the creation of quantitative facilitation of more than $1 trillion, 60% of the currency reserves are in dollars, but there are big changes on the horizon. The mainstream media in America tend to invent or ignore whatever's convenient for the owners of Wall Street. This might be why they have not discussed recent agreements to discontinue the use of the dollar in international trade. Some oil countries have begun to sell oil in other currencies and have started to separate themselves from the petrodollar, which is what they call the issuance of dollars to pay for higher oil prices. All this has been made possible by the abandonment of a definitive gold standard by the United States in 1973. The large export economies and some international institutions, such as the United Nations, have already raised the necessity of a new global reserve currency. The U.S. economy has been deteriorating for decades. The financial effort to save the banks has diverted and sterilized the resources that could have served to stimulate it, increasing unemployment, and the North American deindustrialization, and a chronic commercial balance deficit recommend a shift from the dollar as a reserve currency. Meanwhile, the United States and its satellites have accused China of devaluing its currency, and have asked that China make it convertible to dollars.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid three times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
It's been a long time coming. It's going to be a long time gone.
I need a peace to be alone. Appears to be alone. Appears to be alone.
Time is a long, 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 long time before the dawn.
Welcome back to the Flip Side for this Tuesday, sharing with you an article that appeared in the Economist out of Cuba, entitled Dodging the Dollar, as it illustrates how the BRIC countries are doing everything in their power to strike up deals between each other so as to avoid using dollars in trade. And the irony of the United States accusing China of devaluing its currency, the renminbi, is that China is the biggest client of U.S. Treasury bonds, and the country that would suffer the most from the depreciation of the dollar, which is why the percentage of dollars in China's reserves have been lowered from 74% to 54%. Another dilemma is that if the renminbi was made convertible, as the U.S. has requested, it will accelerate the fall of the dollar. And if this equilibrium continues, the Chinese economy will reach the level of the U.S. economy by 2016. And it could grow even more. When the Chinese standard of living is raised, its economy could be the biggest in the world by 2020. And this would gradually permit a greater presence of the renminbi as a currency. Since 2004, Russia and China have called for the creation of a new global reserve currency to replace the dollar. In their bilateral trade, they avoid the dollar and for the past year have traded solely in their own currencies. China and Japan the second and third largest economies of the world, recently arrived at an agreement to trade in their own currencies. The BRICS have announced that they will boost trade between themselves and in their own respective currencies. Trade between the BRICS is at $230 billion and is growing at a rate of 28%. Trade between India and Africa has also increased. On March 17th, the second summit between India and the African ministers of commerce took place in New Delhi, where the stated objective was to increase the bilateral trade of $62 billion in 2011 to $90 billion in 2015. It can be assumed that trade between India and South Africa, which is at $8 billion, will take place in rupees and rands, according to the agreements signed by the BRIC countries. China is determined to impose the renminbi as a strong currency for investment and trade. About 70,000 Chinese companies use the renminbi in their Asian operations. In January, China and the United Arab Emirates agreed to abandon the dollar and use their own currencies in oil transactions. This is a currency swap for $5.5 billion. This agreement with the UAE and the exclusion of Iran from the area of the dollar pose a threat to the petrodollar system. The United States has ceased to be the principal buyer of Saudi oil. It is now China, who in February imported 1.39 million barrels. At the moment, construction is beginning on a large Chinese-Saudi oil refinery, and trade between the two countries is growing at a galloping rate. It is very probable that discrete agreements between the two are contemplating the payment of oil in renminbis. The necessity of substituting the dollar as a principal currency for international trade and finance is each time more evident. A currency of unstable value, which in collusion with the Federal Reserve stars in fraudulent financial chaos. A UN report foresees a new global reserve system that will not be based on the US dollar as the only principal reserve currency. The International Monetary Fund has also issued reports that recognize this necessity. One report entitled Reserve Accumulation and International Monetary Stability recalls the prescription of John Maynard Keynes at Bretton Woods, the Bancor, which would be issued by an international central bank. In the present conditions of absolute political predominance of the rest of society by the financial sector, this, which was recommended at the time, seems unwise. It would certainly result in an increasing global corruption and further guilty collaboration between Wall Street and the city, which now characterizes the relationship between the Federal Reserve and the Bank of England. The answer must start with the obvious. As a Deutsche Bank spokesman said, the euro and the dollar are no longer seen as unquestionable monopolies in the role of reserve currencies. Clearly, the world needs more reserve currencies. The financial aggression against Iran for domination of nuclear technology, the monetary tsunami of the grand monetary injection to reward corrupt bankers and the ridiculous freezing the accounts of many others are acts that demonstrate to the world the irrational abuse of the present financial system and urgent need for change is being called for. In Delhi, a development bank sponsored by the BRICS also agreed that it would use a basket of their currencies in lending to other developing countries. A new stability, since the economies of the BRICS had the most stable growth. This would be a good starting point to erase the traces of the Bretton Woods Agreement that foisted onto the world and imposed us with the World Bank and the IMF. And yes, it'll do away with the U.S. dollar as the arbitrator of international finance. I bring this article to you just as a heads up and a different point of view in how the world is moving ever closer to abandoning the dollar as the world's reserve currency. And how can you blame them? The U.S. is doing to its former allies what it's doing to their citizens, forcing some to contemplate abandoning their country and giving up their citizenship as elected representatives find ways to punish those who fail to pay their taxes by canceling their passports. And I guess one could stick one's head in the sand and not pay too much attention to the major news stories of the last 48 hours about the Secret Service's shenanigans in Colombia. But it's just another sign of moral decay. I mean, here you have Secret Service agents that have lost their moral compass. They are so used to screwing U.S. citizens that they figured that they could get away with screwing hookers in Colombia. There's more to the story than meets the eye. I mean, each day I read something even more startling than the day before. And this is segued in between other government employees with the Government Service Administration showing a blatant disregard to morality by living high off the hog in Las Vegas on taxpayers' dime. I mean, these aren't isolated incidents. This is how government employees view civilians. With utter disdain. I mean, how else can you explain the actions of these people? And they are no different than the Bernie Madoffs of the world. It is. And so with a moral collapse taking place, how is it possible that a financial collapse doesn't follow suit? I mean, this is by and large a microcosm of where we find ourselves today. Government employees operating on U.S. tax dollars. It's no different to the same mentality that Bernie Madoff had to his investors. And the, by and large, also helps explain the mentality on Wall Street, because the guys on Wall Street view the citizens as sheep waiting to be sheared. With the recent expose coming out of Goldman Sachs by a former employee, how high-level Goldman Sachs employees used to refer to their bigger clients as whales, that is a complete disregard of any form of morality. I'm not saying that there is any morality on Wall Street. I learned that lesson many, many years ago. So it should come as no shock or surprise that that we see stories about the Secret Service and what these elites of U.S. government do on taxpayer dollars. And if you think this is an isolated incident, come on, give me a break. This has been going on for years. It's only now we have found out about it. Because someone didn't want to pay a sex worker $47. I mean, just think about that. And it's arrogance, if you will. I find it interesting that the usual suspects are quick to come out and defend the Secret Service. Sean Hannity, Rush Limbaugh, and Ted Nugent. There's a fine trio for you. And anyway, my friends, a lot of the stories I said that we covered today, you can find posted on my website. And if you click on the story about dodging the dollar, it'll take you to a real interesting website called Watching America. And it is... from around the world that you won't find in any U.S. media. Quick time out and be right back after this.
Tired? tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
She came from Providence, one in Rhode Island, where the old world shadows hang heavy in the air. She packed her hopes and dreams like a refugee, just as her father came across the sea.
Welcome back to the flip side. It seems as though Doug Casey and yours truly are on the same wavelength. In his recent article, he says, "It seems as though the American society at large has been captured by Madoff clones. And if this is true, the consequences can't be good." So what I want to do is probe a little deeper into the realm of abnormal psychology and see how it relates to economics and where the world is heading. If I'm correct in my assessment, it would imply that the prospects are dim for conventional investments like stocks, bonds, and real estate. These investments tend to do well when society is growing in prosperity, and prosperity is foisted by peace, low taxes, minimal regulation, and a sound currency. It is also fostered by a cultural atmosphere where psychopaths are precluded from positions of power and intellectual and moral ideas promoting free minds and free markets rule. Unfortunately, it seems that doesn't describe the trend the world at large and the U.S. in particular are embarked on. Let me just remind you once again, Tuesday special at Republic Trading Group, 100 AU Morgan dollars. Total price delivered to your door, $3,600. You can give me a call at 1-800-691-7898. I have secured a few hundred, so it's first come, first serve. And that number, once again, 800-691-7898, 100 AU Morgan dollars. And see, do I have something else here? No, I don't. Oh, there we go. Anyway, stand by, my friends. Alan Watt and Cutting Through the Matrix coming up at the top of the hour. But never fear, we'll do this again tomorrow. Till then, see you. Bye.